Welcome back, my dear members. In this discourse, I shall begin 12th chapter, Dwadasho Dhyayaha. This chapter is titled Bhakti Yoga, the way of devotion or yoga of devotion. Arjuna uvacha evam satata yuktaye bhaktas tvam paryupasate echa pyaksharam avyaktam Tesham ke yoga vittamaha. Arjuna asks a beautiful question in the beginning of 12th chapter itself. O Krishna, there are two kinds of people, or two kinds of devotees. Ye bhaktaha, those devotees, satata yuktaha. Tvam paryupasate. Who always worship you, ever devoted to you. That is one class of devotees. Another class, yecha api aksharam avyaktam, who worship the avyaktam, the unmanifest aksharam, which is indestructible. Between them, who is better? Tesham ke yoga vittamaha, who is the one or the knower of yoga between the two? This is my doubt. Between the two means what? Between your devotees and the devotees of the imperishable Brahman. Between the two, who is the better, who has the better understanding of yoga? Excellent doubt by Arjuna. Krishna answers, Shri Bhagavan uvacha maya veshyamano ye maam nitya yukta upasate shraddhaya parayopetaha. Teme yukta tamamataha. O Arjuna, maya veshya manaha ye maam nitya yukta upasate. Having fixed their minds on me, nitya yukta, always yoked in my devotion, upasate, who worship me, shraddhaya, with faith, paraya shraddhaya, with utmost faith, teme yukta tamamataha. I consider them as the best yogis. Arjuna, is your doubt dispelled? Ye tvaksharama nirdeshyam avyaktam paryupasate sarvatragama chintyam cha kutasthama chalam dhruvam sanniyam yendriya gramam sarvatra samabuddhayah te prapnuvanti mameva sarvabhuta hite rataha. Arjuna, I'll tell you one thing. There are the second class of people, you said, the worshippers of the unmanifest Brahman. Okay, te ye tu aksharam. How are they worshipping the Brahman as? They are worshipping the Brahman as aksharam. Indestructible, anirdeshyam, inexplicable, avyaktam, unmanifest, sarvatragam, all pervading, achintyam, inconceivable, kutastham, immutable, achalam, immovable, dhruvam, eternal. How do they worship the Brahman? Sanniyamya indriya gramam, by controlling all their sense organs, sarvatra samabuddhayaha, and showing equanimity at all places. Te prapnuvanti mameva. Understand, Arjuna, that they also attain me. Because sarvabhuta hite rataha, because they are always involved in the welfare of others, they also attain me only. Kleshodhikatarastesham avyakta sakta chetasam avyakta hi gatir dukkham dehavadbhiravapyate. O Arjuna, I'll tell you one thing. The worshippers of unmanifest, they have more trouble than the worshippers of me, than my worshippers. Kleshaha adhikataraha. There will be more trouble for them because they have not understood the unmanifest as it should be understood. Tesham avyakta asakta chetasam. They are attached to the avyakta. It's all right. But they will face more trouble. avyakta hi gatir dukkham, because the ways of avyakta are laden with difficult paths. Dehavadbihi avapyate, that way of unmanifest is attained, no doubt, but with great difficulty it is attained by the embodied persons. Dehavadbihi. Instead, better to worship me directly, and I will take them unto me. Yetu sarvani karmani mai sanyasya matparaha ananyenaiva yogena mam dhyayanta upasate teshamaham samuddharta mrityu samsara sagarat bhavami na chirat partha maya veshita chetasam. Excellent two verses, 6 and 7 of chapter 12. Such of those people who sarvani karmani mai sanyasya, renouncing all their actions in me, matparaha, having me as the highest abode, ananyena eva yogena, by pointed yoga, mam dhyayante, they certainly meditate on me, upasate, and worship me. Teshamaham samuddharta bhavami, I will become a lifter for them. What does it mean for lifter? I will lift them, mrityu samsara sakarat, from submerging into the ocean of death and bondage. Nachirat, quickly I will help them, quickly I will lift them up. Partha, O Arjuna, maya veshita chetasam, only for such people who have devotion in me, whose minds are devoted to me. Whose minds are devoted to me, and who have fixed their minds on me. For such persons, I become the savior. I lift them from submerging into the ocean of death. Mayyeva mana adhatsva, mayi buddhim niveshaya, nivasishyasi mayyeva, ata urdhvam na samshayah. Mayyeva mana adhatsva, O Arjuna, fix your mind on me alone, me only. Mayi buddhim niveshaya, fix your intellect, place your intellect also on me alone. Nivasishyasi mayyeva, then you will live in me alone. Urdhvam, from now on, na samshayah, no doubt about it. I will take you now itself unto me, and you will continue to live in me alone. There is no doubt in my statement. Atha chittam samadhatum nashaknoshi mayi sthiram abhyasa yogena tataha mamichaptum dhananjaya. On the other hand, atha chittam samadhatum nashaknoshi mayi, if you are unable to fix your mind on me thiram firmly, don't worry, I'll give you another process. Abhyasa yogena tataha, then by practicing to remember me, mam ichchaptum dhananjaya, you can attain me. You can also remember me time and again, that's also enough. If you can't fix your mind directly on me, find it difficult. Abhyasepya samarthosi matkarma paramo bhava madarthamapi karmani kurvan siddhim avapsyasi. O Arjuna, abhyase api asamartha, if you are incapable of doing even abhyasa, then again don't worry. Mat karma paramaha bhava, what is the meaning for mat karma paramaha? Just perform worship for me, perform pujas, perform japas, perform rites, R-I-T-E-S, for me, that's enough. Madarthamapi karmani, for my sake do it. Kurvan, doing so, siddhi mavapsyasi, you will attain siddhi even then and reach me. What is that karma? For example, singing my praise, taking unto upavasa or fasting, all these things also would suffice to reach me. Thank you.